I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Crowley Elementary student was taken to the emergency room after a four-wheeler drove around the extended arm of a school bus and ran over the child Tuesday afternoon. Superintendent Bob Weber says the boy was crossing the road with the lighted arms of the bus extended on Pinecrest Road in West Monroe when the accident occurred. Transportation Supervisor Skeeter Boyd says the driver put out the stop arms and two children began crossing the street. The four-wheeler drove very fast from behind the bus in the opposite lane to pass it when it struck the child. The student was taken to the emergency room. He has a broken leg and several lacerations under his chin. The second child was uninjured. The juvenile driver of the ATV was ticketed on three charges. Toxicology results for the driver are pending. Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate the accident. A new independent poll conducted on the 5th District Congressional race shows Democratic Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo with a slight lead in a very tight field. The poll was conducted by Signal and surveyed just over 500 voters in the district. Pollster Brent Buchanan says the results are not surprising.
When you have a lot of people vying for votes, it creates a lot of noise and therefore very difficult for any one candidate to really break out of the pack.
Mayo polled 19% of the vote, followed by Republican incumbent Vance McAllister with 17%, Zach Dasher with 13%, and Dr. Ralph Abraham with 11%. But Buchanan says there's still a lot up for grabs.
But there's definitely still 20.5% of voters who are undecided at this point.
Buchanan says with less than a month to go, the election is still too close to call. Drugs like Lortabs and Vicodin will now be much harder to obtain through your pharmacy. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency has put hydrocodone-based drugs in a more restrictive category. LSU Health's Emergency Medicine Chairman, Dr. Tom Arnold, says the federal government is trying to rein in an epidemic of prescription drug abuse.
By restricting prescriptions to one-month supply, no automatic refills, and there has to be a hard prescription turned in that cannot phone these in, as has been the practice in the past.
Under the new rules, doctors will only be able to prescribe a 30-day supply with no automatic refills. You will also not be able to call a prescription into the pharmacy. Arnold says the intended purpose of these new rules is simple.
Restricting its availability somewhat on the streets and being diverted to people who are using it for unintended purposes.
He says the U.S. uses 99% of the world's hydrocodone and the federal government is doing what they can to try to get the problem under control. But Arnold says as these prescription drugs are becoming harder to obtain, there's been an uptick in heroin use across the nation, even in Louisiana. Professors Jack Heflin and William Ryan from the English Department at the University of Louisiana Monroe have produced the second volume in a series of international anthologies, the Turnrow Anthology of Contemporary Australian Poetry. Heflin and Ryan co-direct the university's creative writing program. First anthology, 11 Contemporary Chinese Writers, appeared in 2010. Both projects grew out of their interest in international literatures featured in Turnrow, a journal of the arts, which they edited from 2001 through 2009. Published by Desperation Press and Turnrow Books, the Turnrow Anthology of Contemporary Australian Poetry is edited by John Kinsella, author of more than 30 books of poetry and editor of several anthologies, including the Penguin Anthology of Australian Poetry.